We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear. Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions, we have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
And now it is a very, very good Monday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson, Butch Black, here on this Monday, Juneteenth, if you will. And speaking of that, the Elk City Meals on Wheels will be closed in observance of Juneteenth today. They'll be back open tomorrow. So we'll give you that menu item tomorrow. But just letting you know that Elk City Meals on Wheels will have their dining room closed today. Again, the first Monday of each month. That's coming up before you know it. For Church of Christ, corner of 2nd and Adams, in the old Snappy Sack building. It's in the Family Center. Come get to know your fellow veterans. Various subjects will be discussed at every meeting, along with some great stories. Coffee will be provided. All military veterans, any branch of the military, whenever you served, if you're a veteran, you are welcome. American Legion Post 181, right here in Elk City, first Monday of each month at 6:30. Got some other things happening this week. This week is Paint the Town Purple. It's the Western Oklahoma Alzheimer's Collaborative. And again, today they're going to have a car cruise and cornhole tournament. That's tonight at 7. Tomorrow, got head-to-head target tournament at Elk City Shooting Range. Paint party at the Galleria. And so that's at 11 to 6 tomorrow. So all kinds of things happening every day. You can go to this website, WOAC, the acronym for Western Oklahoma Alzheimer's Collaborative, WOAC-EC.org. Okay, so WOAC-EC.org. And then Friday night, the Family Fun Night in Luminary at the Memorial at the Ackley Park at 6 p.m. The KUCL Rolling Radio Show will be out there from 5:30 to 7:30. So come on out and enjoy the festivities. We need to put a hammer down on this Alzheimer's deal. And this is a great way to be a part of it. Big Elk Auto Mall is having a big car show this coming Saturday. They're giving $1,000 for first place, $500 for second, $100 for third. That'll be voted on by the fans, by the attendees. Gates open at 8 for registration, ends at noon on the 25th, which is Saturday. Everything starts at 1 o'clock. They're going to have food, music, cool cars and trucks, prizes, snow cones, lots of things going on. Big Elk Auto Mall in the old Schlumberger building across from the Elk City Convention Center. But again, if you got an old car or truck, $1,000 for first place, that's real cash. And oh, this as well. All the proceeds go to the Elk City weightlifting facility for equipment. So all the Elk City athletes will benefit from this. In fact, Big Elk Auto Mall's picking up all the prize money. All the entry fee goes directly to the charity, which is the Elk City Athletic Program's weight facility. So good stuff.
There you go.
What else you got over there, Butch Black?
Well, it's a weird day. WTI crude on the NYMEX July exchange is up 13 cents to $109.69. But Brent crude on the ICE August exchange is down 13 to $112.99.
Of course, no market open today here in the United States.
Just,
I don't think they observed Juneteenth in London.
No. NYMEX natural gas is down 26 cents to $6.68. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX July exchange is down 242 to 376.88. NYMEX 440.91. Still, I ain't figured out the heating oil deal.
Who's to know? Well, they definitely use it for, I think that's the same thing they use for electricity production out there somehow. Anyway. Here is your Baker Hughes rig count on this Monday morning. As getting the summary up here, pulling it up. There we go. It looks like the Baker Hughes rig count has the rig count up by 7 over the week. 733 last week, 740 active drilling rigs in the United States on the Baker Hughes rig count this morning. 721 on land, 3 on inland water, 16 offshore. So the Gulf of Mexico did pick up one well there. So of those 740, 584 drilling for oil, 154 for gas, natural gas, and miscellaneous, the geothermal wells. There's two of those on the list. 674 of those 740 being drilled horizontally, 39 directionally drilled wells, and 27 vertically drilled wells. Here's your state-by-state variances on the Baker Hughes rig count this Monday morning. 8 in Alaska, same as a week ago. California unchanged at 6 active drilling rigs. Colorado, unchanged at 16. Louisiana also unchanged at 62. Kansas stayed steady, and I believe 55 drilling rigs in Kansas, same as they were a week ago. Here's the big mover. New Mexico added 7, from 103 to 110 in New Mexico. They had the biggest move. Everything else unchanged. 35 for North Dakota, same as a week ago. 12 for Ohio, also unchanged, is Oklahoma at 59 drilling rigs. Pennsylvania unchanged at 25. Texas stayed steady at 356 active drilling rigs. Utah unchanged at 14. West Virginia also with 14 as they were a week ago. And Wyoming unchanged with 18 active drilling rigs on the Baker Hughes rig count. 345 being drilled in the Permian, 69 in the Eagle Ford, 69 in the Haynesville, 39 in the Marcellus, 38 in the Williston Basin, 29 in the Ken of Woodford, 15 in the DJ Niobrara, 12 in the Utica, 1 in the Granite Wash.
Okay.
Your Baker Hughes rig count on this Monday morning. You know, we generally have Commissioner Murphy the third Monday of each month. However, she had other commitments today. She's generally always on a holiday. That's kind of funny. But she's going to reschedule till next Monday. Dewey F. Bartlett Jr. will move to Tuesday next week and graciously stepped aside for that. And then we're slated to have Professor Paul Michael Wiebe tomorrow. So we got some things happening this week and next week on the Exploring Energy Radio Show.
Well, the average gasoline price in the U.S. has fallen below $5 per gallon.
What?
Yeah. That's according to AAA. The current average price for regular gasoline in the U.S. is $4.98 a gallon.
Boy, did she. I mean, the bottom falling out of it.
Yeah, yesterday's average price for gasoline in the U.S. was $98. The week ago average was $5 and a penny. The month ago average was $4.59. And a year ago average was $3.07. The average diesel price in the U.S. came in at $5.81 per gallon, marking a 1 cent drop from yesterday's average of $5.81. Well, this is, they take it out to the nth degree, $5.81.5, and now it's, yesterday was $5.81.6. The diesel price is still up compared to last week's average of $5.77 a gallon. However, the AAA highlighted, the month-ago average diesel price was shown to have come in at $5.57 per gallon, and the year-ago average diesel price was shown to have been $3.22 per gallon. So, yeah, it's below five, but not much. But, hey, we'll take it.
Yeah, but there's, it's $5.17 a gallon in southeast Oklahoma right now. So there is a little bit of disparity. Well, New Mexico will be our lead story when we come in. They're about to triple something, so we'll let you know about that on the other side. It's commercial timeout. You're listening to the Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show here on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
When hay season hits, it's time to act. You don't want to be left high and dry. Trust Great Plains Kubota to get the job done. We'll help you prepare to cut, dry, rake, and bale. You'll cover more ground with Great Plains Kubota's full line of hay tools. Stop by one of our locations and glide right through hay season. When you want more than just a Kubota, you need the brand that serves. Great Plains Kubota. Visit gpkubota.com for the location nearest you.
New unbelievable cellular plans. Upgrade to an unlimited plan today and join the Pioneer Cellular family. Only pay for what you need and get more of what you want. Choose your unlimited plan to mix, match, and save based on you and your family. With the new Pioneer Cellular plans and enhanced full T service, you can now use voice and data at the same time. If your service hasn't been updated yet, stop by an office today or call 1-800-641-2732 for more information. Some restrictions apply.
Red flag laws allow the seizure of your guns without due process. Frank Lucas voted for a red flag law, H.R. 4350. Frank Lucas voted for the Immunization Infrastructure Act, H.R. 550, to invest $400 million for the government to track individual citizens, restrict travel, and allow the feds to detain or quarantine citizens for public good. Frank Lucas refused to request a waiver, which would have allowed him to keep serving on the Ag Committee to protect Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. Frank didn't request committee membership on the Natural Resource Committee to protect Oklahoma oil and gas producers. The 2023 Farm Bill is packed with crushing EPA, USDA, and ultra-liberal environmental regulations. The big question is, will Frank Lucas vote for it or against it? Your livelihood and your children's futures are at stake. Frank Lucas is not for Oklahoma. It's time for a change. Vote Wade Burleson on June 28th for 3rd District U.S. Congress. Authorized and paid for by Burleson for Congress.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
This show brought to you in part by Sower, sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources. You can get online, www.soerok.com, soerok.com. Find out about their upcoming educational opportunities. Also, find out about how you can be a part of the 25th annual OK Oil Expo coming to the Bennett Event Center in Oklahoma City, October the 13th. I know we'll be there. So we'll head country barbecue. Going to have some other special guests because it is the 25th silver anniversary for the OK Oil Expo, the longest running and largest oil field expo in the state of Oklahoma. That's coming up October the 13th, the John C. Godwin Memorial Golf Tournament, the day before on the 12th of October. So you can go to okoilexpo.com or www.soerok.com to find out more. Or if you have the Sower Connect app, you'll have easy access to any of that information. It's available for free download for Android or iOS. That is sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources. And if you got a hose that's knocking down production, it's no good. If it's an emergency, you need those hoses and fittings right now. They'll take care of it. American Hose and Supply. But if you want them to come see you regularly, they'll do that too. Keep yourself stocked up to where you don't have to rely on anybody else. You have it right there ready to go. Just set up whatever schedule you want, weekly, twice a week, every other week, once a month. It's up to you. Keep your machinery up and running and keep you making yourself money. American Hose and Supply inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse, or call 580-821-4413. That's 821-4413. Left you hanging on the edge of your seat, I know. This comes out of New Mexico. Renewable energy in New Mexico could triple after the state land office completed an auction of public land throughout the state to be used for wind energy production. The land leases sold in the auction went to Pattern Energy, about 147,685 acres worth. It could increase renewable energy capacity on state land to more than 1,200 megawatts, compared with about 400 megawatts in 2019. The 11 leases sold to Pattern in the auction were mostly a central New Mexico, with 5 in Lincoln County, 4 in Torrance County, and 2 spanning Torrance and San Miguel counties. They will expire in 2077. About 39,945 acres, or 27% of the sale, was in Lincoln County. The other two leases spanning Torrance and San Miguel counties make up about 79,000. So, a lot of things going on, but the winning bids for the leases totaled about $9.3 million. $9.3 million dollars, and the state land office expected them to produce $196 million in revenue during the lifetime of operation on the land for the office and its beneficiaries, mostly public schools, universities, and hospitals in New Mexico. That's who will benefit. State trust land has a renewable energy capacity of about 348 megawatts in operation, with another 366 under development, records show. The pattern leases sold in the auction were expected to generate another 500 megawatts, meaning after they are developed, if they can get the parts for these wind turbines, will total about 1,304 megawatts. So it's the largest renewable energy lease sale in the history of New Mexico. Good, but the whole key, you know, you and I talked about it, is that's trying to get material. I mean, trying to get the components to get things going.
Well, and there's not a whole huge, I mean, there's a difference on how they operate, what they do, but, you know, a lot of the, we did the story on the gas turbine.
Right.
That Siemens has for Russia's. And these are similar in construction. Some of it is.
Right.
Not
sure.
A lot, but still, if you can't get parts for a gas compressor, you're going to have just as much trouble getting parts for an electric generator.
Yeah.
Chip problems.
Having trouble getting solar photovoltaic cells. I mean, you know, it sounds like a good game.
Yeah, but when you're not prepared for it.
Yeah. And this story was filled with a lot of ifs, coulds, shoulds.
Yeah. Looks good.
Might,
on paper.
Maybe.
Well, the OPEC Plus launched at the outset of the pandemic is finally nearing an end. And where the group goes from here is a politically fraught question. By August, the last of the huge oil output cuts the group made in 2020 will have been rolled back, and delegates from 23 nation coalition says they are now grappling with what comes next. As the Biden administration or as Biden prepares to visit Saudi Arabia, OPEC's de facto leader, U.S. officials are laying the ground for the kingdom and its neighbors, United Arab Emirates, to move beyond their August production levels and announce further increases to help cool oil prices that are above $110 a barrel, according to people familiar with the matter. Right now, the Persian Gulf exporters seeking guarantees on regional security before they agree to pump at levels rarely seen before are still weighing the options, people said, asking not to be named because the information isn't public.
Anonymity.
Yeah. Saudi Arabia has been walking a fine line between heeding their crest from its longtime but somewhat estranged American ally and the joint architect of the alliance that rescued oil prices from the worst slump in history, Russia.
Rushki.
In a show of support for the increasingly ostracized nation, Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman traveled to St. Petersburg International Economic Forum this week, posing for a photograph with Russia's Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak and describing relations between the two capitals as good. Yet earlier this month, also, Riyadh showed more sympathy for oil consumers' distress by steering the group to accelerate production increases in July and August by 50%. OPEC has a long history of being pragmatic amid turbulent geopolitics, said Bjorn Schildrop, chief commodities analyst at SEBAB. They want to have the shine of being seen as a responsible actor. In theory, the accelerated timetable for OPEC Plus increases adds up to 648,000 barrels a day in each of these months, but the figure is largely symbolic, with most members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and its partners unable to increase production further. Yeah, we talked about this. The only spare capacity is confined to just a few Middle East members. Once they reach a target specified for August by the current agreement, the Saudis and the UAE, United Arab Emirates, will have roughly another 2.2 million daily barrels of unused output to deploy. That's about 2% of global supply, and with soaring prices threatening to tip the global economy into recession, plus sanctions of OPEC Plus member Russia stoking further turmoil, consumers will welcome any relief they can get. There might be some Saudi nod in the direction of releasing more oil, but there's a realization there's a limit now to what they can do. The Saudis are considering whether to assent to the request, but with the kingdom enjoying its greatest political leverage for several years, it's unclear whether an agreement will be reached, according to people familiar with negotiations. Right now, the Saudis have a big stick to swing politically.
They've been allowed to have a big stick.
And
honed by the hands of our own
Joe Biden. Then we got the Biden administration hanging on their coattails begging for more oil to drop pricing. And
I saw that where a reporter was asking Joe Biden about going to, he's like, I am not going over there to talk about oil and gas.
Yeah, right.
What a dick.
But,
dog.
You know, the sad part about this is, folks, even if they bring more oil on the market, you're still limited on refining.
Yeah.
The refineries are at 94% capacity.
Yep.
Which is, in efficiency, that's about as good as you're going to get. They're not going to be able to increase to 100% just due to the fact that you've got maintenance and so on and so forth that goes on on a daily basis where you've got parts of the facility that are down.
Plus, you got a lot of these places are trying to retrofit for a sweeter, lighter crude than they're used to.
Yeah, and then you've got the government mandates of so much E10. They got to mix.
Or E15 or E70 or whatever they come up with next. But, and you're right. I mean, you know, going back to that story that you did this last week, you know, the guy said, listen, man, we're not building new, but we're increasing what we have.
Yeah.
And it's not get a gallon of oil today and then you get a gallon of gas later diesel tonight. I mean, it's not that quick of a turnaround.
Yeah,
come on.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, Representative Mark Wayne Mullen continues his assault on President Brandon and his economic policies in his latest newsletter to his constituents, saying the nation cannot afford these policies. Here's how he put it to his followers. Due to record high inflation, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates this week. This was last week that he wrote this, by 7.5%. Or 0.75%. This is the highest rate of increase in nearly 30 years. It is also the third time it has raised rates since March. This is not only means higher prices for credit card bills, car loans, and mortgages, but also an increase in the national debt. Pardon me, the American people cannot afford President Brandon's economic policy. If President Brandon and the House Democrats refuse to turn our domestic producers to lower prices at the pump, then House Republicans will. This week, I filed a discharge petition for my bill. This is Mark Wayne Mullins talking. The Promoting Cross-Border Energy Infrastructure Act. I'm going to say it again. Promoting Cross-Border Energy Infrastructure Act. To force House Democrats to consider this legislation that would have an immediate impact on bringing down the price of gasoline. My bill would establish transparent, reliable procedures for the construction and operation of energy facilities that cross the U.S. border between Canada and or Mexico, ensuring the U.S. can more efficiently continue the trade of energy products such as oil, electricity, and natural gas. You know, even Professor Wiebe talked about the North American Energy Alliance. As our nation deals with crisis after crisis, we have career politicians in Washington who remain out of touch with the American people and the struggles they're facing. For example, John Longface Carey said this week, I quote, absolutely do not need drilling. That's what John Kerry said this week. Really? I know a long list of people who can no longer afford gasoline that do find a need for drilling.
Yeah. Well, it just shows you that more and more of these idiots that stand up and open their mouth, how out of touch they are. They don't care about the American people. It's about their place of power and what they can do for themselves.
You know, these career politicians, and, you know, of course, I, like a few others, are receiving a lot of mailers for the candidates. But I'm telling you straight up, if you look at how a candidate has voted, who they voted with, what they voted for, that tells a lot about who or how they are going to be.
Their party affiliation anymore doesn't mean anything.
And I am so ready for term limits to be put in place in Washington, D.C. that really make a difference. You know, go up there, do the job, get out of it, come back to the real world. Because if as long as you're sitting in that pool of cesspool, if you will, you're just happy as a camper up there.
Drawing your check.
Drawing your
from
check
the American people.
From whoever. From whomever. I mean, you get that check from the American people, and then you, it's like, hey, cha-ching, I just hit a rich. I just got elected to the national office. And it's just, it needs to be done where you can't make a career out of this deal.
No.
Because once you get into that establishment, then you are, it's rife.
I understand them being compensated for their time.
Absolutely.
But when you come out worth 12 times what you were when you went in, something's wrong.
I guarantee it. And people are like, oh, you need that experience in Washington, D.C. Well, if that's where the experience is getting us, we need to do something different. In my short, fat man opinion, I'll get off my soapbox and try to get on Butch's here in a moment. We're going to be
There's not room for both of us.
We're going to be, that box couldn't hold up. We're going to be back with more in the second half of the Exploring Energy Monday edition right after this.
Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, Chemlock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings. For semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
I needed a professional service in here because we need to be quick to turn it over for the next person. So I can't be cleaning rugs or washing rags or washing mop heads. I need that service brought in every week, and that's what CTC provides. They provide a weekly service. I don't have to worry about anything. It takes the worry out. And I know the guy really well, Eddie. He's very personable, and he comes in every week. He takes my rugs off of the floor for me, replaces them with new ones. He makes sure that I have plenty of soap, and if I'm out, he'll replace that. He replaces my rags. He put new mop heads on there, new dust mop heads. He does it all. It's a full service. I'm Julie Brewer, director of the Elk City Convention Center, and I'm glad that we switched to CTC.
Keep your business looking great with CTC in Clinton. Online, it's ctc-corp.net.
Get the lifestyle you've been missing for your family and drive away today in a new 2022 Cadillac from Cummins Cadillac in Weatherford. This summer, you'll get serious savings on the all-new 2022 Cadillac XT4, XT5, XT6, and Escalade. Drive luxury today. It's the drive you have to have and will never go back or forget. And it's right here at Cummins Cadillac. Cummins Cadillac, just off I-40 and Airport Road and online at CumminsCadillac.com. See dealer for details.
All anniversaries are special, but because it's Galleria Furniture and Mattress Outlet's 17th anniversary, we packed even more into our biggest savings event. The entire store is 20% off. All living rooms and dining sets, 20% off. All bedrooms and mattresses, 20% off. Take 20% off or take 48 months to pay interest-free. Enjoy free hot dogs, popcorn, and refreshments. Plus, you could win a $3,000 shopping spree. Now that's how we
we do a 17th anniversary sale at Galleria Furniture and Mattress Outlet.
Sorry, folks. Appliance is not included this time.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
And we are back. Butch and I didn't really go anywhere. Bird Equipment's now hiring welders and pipe fitters. Still have some openings for both their Burns Flat and Noble, Oklahoma facilities. Immediate openings for pipe fitters, pressure vessel and pipe code and non-code welder, starting pay between $15 to $22 an hour based on your experience. Plus, health insurance, vision and dental coverage, paid vacation, 401k, all the benefits. Apply in person at the Bird Equipment office, 701 Dispensary Road in Burns Flat, or call 580-562-3124. 562-3124 for details. Go join the busy Bird Equipment team. Bird Equipment is an equal opportunity employer. Okay, what do you got for us, Butch?
You know, we've had these European countries have been fighting for green energy so hard.
Oh, I mean.
You know, you've got France.
Relentless.
Germany was one of them.
Yep.
Well, now Germany said the deteriorating gas market situation means Europe's largest economy must limit the use of natural gas for electricity production and burn more coal for a transitional period. So, in other words, we've pushed for this green so hard, and now we're going to have to break our own. Economy Minister Robert Habeck on Sunday warned that the situation is going to be really tight in winter without precautionary measures to prevent a supply shortage. As a result, Germany will seek to compensate for a cut in Russian gas supplies by increasing the burning of coal, the most carbon-intensive fossil fuel in terms of emissions, and therefore the most important target for replacement in the transition toward renewable alternatives. That's bitter, but it's almost necessary in this situation to reduce gas consumption. We must and we will do everything we can to store as much gas as possible in summer and autumn. The Green Party's Habeck said in a statement, according to a translation, the gas storage tanks must be full in winter. That has top priority. So in other words, you know, we've been pushing for all this and we're really at it, but the situation has kind of turned away from their favor.
You think?
And now we're going to go back to the nastiest fuel on the planet just to be able to survive.
Unintended consequences.
No
thought process.
Yeah.
Knee-jerk reaction, if you will.
No thought available.
Yeah. Well, here's a good one for you. Three environmental law groups have sued the Brandon administration in an attempt to block more than 3,500 permit applications from energy companies to drill for oil and gas on public lands. The environmental groups filed the lawsuits in the District Court of Washington, D.C., which needs to be dissolved. There's no way a district court in Washington, D.C., not even a state, come on, against the Bureau of Land Management, saying the permit approvals in Wyoming and New Mexico violated several federal laws, including the Endangered Species Act. They're going to that deal again. Climate advocates have been keen to hold President Joe Brandon to his campaign promise to ban all new oil and gas drilling on public land, a promise he has been unable to deliver on. Really? He promised something
can deliver.
To the environment? I can't even hardly read the rest of the story because, you know, I can't hardly believe that he would make a promise that he backed out on. But anyway, these climate advocates been keen to hold President Joe Brandon to his campaign promises to ban all new oil and gas drilling on public land, a promise he has been unable to deliver on. But that promise has also recently become a political punching bag for Republicans, as the price of gasoline has soared over $5 per gallon and Russia's invasion of the Ukraine.
Whoa.
Have to get in that invasion of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you the source of the story here in a minute, but I'm going to finish giving it to you. Citing the severity of the climate crisis. You got to say it like that. Severity of the climate crisis. The Center for Biological Diversity, the Western Environmental Law Center, and the Wild Earth Guardians are trying to stop oil and gas companies drilling new wells on federal lands. The federal government's oil and gas program accounts for almost one-tenth of annual greenhouse gas emissions in the nation, said Kyle Tisdall, Climate and Energy Program Director with Western Environmental Law Center in a statement. The Bureau of Land Management has admitted to continued oil and gas exploitation and a significant cause of climate crisis. Yet the agency continues to recklessly issue thousands of new oil and gas drilling permits. Could it be the agency understands that we cannot go without oil and gas? Maybe.
I doubt it.
The group said in a statement that drilling and burning the fossil fuel from these permits will damage ecosystems across the United States and harm more than 150 climate-imperiled species, including Hawaiian songbirds, polar bears, and coral reefs. Fossil fuels are driving the extinction crisis, and the Bureau of Land Management is making things worse by failing to protect these imperiled species, said Brett Harty, Government Affairs Director at the Center for Biological Diversity, in a statement. A Department of Interior spokesperson declined to comment on the lawsuit. Interior announced in April that it would resume onshore oil and gas leases after a federal judge issued an injunction that thwarted President Joe Brandon's efforts in early 2021 to rein in drilling on federal land. Interior Department announced it would significantly reduce the number of parcels being offered and make companies pay a higher royalty rate. But finally, Brandon himself is increasing pressure on fossil fuel companies to ramp up their capacity. On Wednesday of last week, the president penned letters to seven oil refinery companies. We talked about it, urging them to take immediate actions to increase the supply of gasoline, diesel, and other refined products. The American Petroleum Institute, a top fossil fuels trade group, responded by saying, "We appreciate the opportunity to open increased dialogue with the White House, but that the administration's misguided policy agenda, shifting away from domestic oil and natural gas, has compounded inflationary pressures and added headwinds to companies' daily efforts to meet growing energy needs while reducing emissions." So basically, what you're asking us to do, you're not allowing us to do. Oh, brother. I mean, it's because not funny like a clown, but
the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. But anyway. Well, I love this is because Rigzone did a story, which I'm not going to go into because we've already done it. I made the connection last week about the IEA, the International Energy Agency, saying that we're going to have less consumption of gasoline, so prices should come down. And we're having OPEC saying, no, it's not going to change much. And in fact, it will probably increase now that China's coming out of lockdown and stuff. So, yeah, that was pretty silly. But, hey, we've got a buyout in the Permian.
Another. Mergers and acquisitions.
Yeah, Targa Resources, Targa, T-A-R-G-A. Resources Corp has agreed to buy Permian natural gas processor Lucid Energy Delaware LLC from Riverstone Holdings LLC and Goldman Sachs Asset Management for $3.55 billion in cash. It's going to be a cash transaction.
Wow.
Yeah, Lucid provides gas gathering and treating and processing services in the Permian's Delaware Basin. The deal is expected to close in the third quarter pending regulatory approval. Target said Thursday in a statement. Deals in the Permian of West Texas and New Mexico, the most prolific U.S. shale play, are multiplying as oil and gas prices soar. Gas pipelines and processing facilities in regions have become increasingly valuable assets as the U.S. exports record amounts of liquefied natural gas overseas amid a global shortage of the heating and power plant fuel. Permian gas conduits are now in such short supply that traders are betting producers in the basin will have to sell their supply at a discount next year. The strength of Targa's standalone financial position has afforded us the flexibility to consider the attractive opportunities to grow our business through acquisitions, Chief Executive Officer Matt Malloy said in the statement. The deal aligns with our integrated strategy as we are expanding and diversifying our Permian Basin footprint with Lucid's complementary presence and an attractive investment multiple. Lucid has about 1,050 miles of gas pipelines and about 1.4 billion cubic feet per day of cryogenic processing capacity in service or under construction, primarily in New Mexico. Evercore and Mizuho Securities USA served as Target's financial advisors while Jeffries advised the seller group, according to the statement.
Got this in from the text line. This guy said he called my stockbroker this morning and asked him, what should I be buying? He said, canned goods and ammunition.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, craziness. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with the mop-up segment of the Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show right after this.
Stay informed with the latest news from the energy industry with Sean and Butch on the Exploring Energy Show.
It does the same thing braces does. Clear aligner therapy. Basically, it's a series of trays that straighten your teeth without all the metal and wires. Much more comfortable than traditional braces. And you're also not having to worry about wires poking you, a bracket coming off. Most treatments are less than a year, and a lot of them even less than 6 months. We have a summer sale. We want to get your summer teeth nice and straight and with a huge discount of $1,000 off. As long as they begin the process of treatment before the end of July, you can actually get that large discount savings. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on 11 West Main, right next to the movie theater. Also at my Weatherford location, a block north of Brahms. JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Jamie Cameron DDS.
Start something new in 2022. It's a brand new year and time for a brand new ride from Doug Gray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Elk City. Come in now during our Start Something New event and find yourself a new Chrysler Pacifica. Fun for the entire family. Dodge Durango, Jeep, an entire line of adventure. Or a new Ram, the number one brand in new vehicle quality. See us today at Doug Gray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Elk City. Exit 40, I-40. And online at DougGrayAutoGroup.com.
Paul Jones Drug is Elk City's most experienced compounding pharmacy, meaning they can custom make your prescription medications to your doctor's specifications, safely and effectively providing you with exactly what you need. And for your convenience, Paul Jones Drug has a drive-through pickup window as well as curbside service for testing and vaccinations and offers free local delivery. Just a couple reasons you should choose Paul Jones Drug, 809 North Main Street in Elk City.
I'm Rodney Skinner with Paul Jones Drug, and I promise we provide care you can trust.
Join us for any special events, birthdays, anniversaries, date night, the White Dog Hill, and Beanie Bar. Under new ownership, the only fine dining within 90 miles, the White Dog Hill and Beanie Bar, located at 22901 North Route 66, Clinton, Oklahoma. Reservations preferred. Come for the view, stay for the food. 580-323-6922.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Okie dokie. Show brought to you in part by David A. Guest, certified mineral manager, buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. David is truly a trusted source for mineral management with well over 35 years in the business. He is a man of integrity. We know. Butch and I both know him. He's a great guy. He'll treat you fairly. He'll treat you squarely. Call David A. Guest today, 405-341-8698, 405-341-8698. And DCP Services, they got a fully stocked supply store here in town, too, for pipe, valves, and fittings geared toward pipeline processing production, 317 North Van Buren, or you can call Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773. 339-1773. Plus DCP Services, they got their start, fully insured contract pumpers, plus roustabout services, including backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, trenching. Their field techs have over 80 years of combined experience, and they rebuild Kimray valves and controls and Western chemical pumps too, like new. They sell and repair Texam solar pumps and other solar pumps, plus their wireline division has both braided and slickline capabilities. For all these services, pumping, roustabout, wireline, call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. Those numbers again, Butch Black, 303-1886, Jeff Davis, 660-0501. Hope you had a good Father's Day yesterday. I did too. Went to church, got to go play a little pasture pool.
No, I didn't do that.
Then my kids all come over last night, so good stuff. Brought me some chocolate-covered cherries, my favorite.
Oh, just what you need.
Yeah, exactly what I needed.
Well, air travel is roaring back, but not without some significant hiccups.
Yeah, there was a lot of flights delayed. A lot of people canceled. It was just crazy.
Particularly in North America and Europe, travelers have described chaos at airports with scores of flights canceled or delayed, luggage lost, wait times to board planes exceeding 4 hours. And the CEO of Qantas, Alan Joyce, is saying that the system is rusty, but it can be fixed, and it will be. It just takes some time to get the rust broken loose and get everything working again. And, of course, right now, the scramble for flights during the summer is way increased hugely. So, anyway, they say give them a little time. They'll get all the rust brushed off of it and get it all working again.
Well, Dallas-based Canes Midstream LLC announced that it has added energy industry veterans Mike Hicks as chief operating officer and Dan Westcott as chief financial officer. So CEO is now Mike Hicks. Dan Westcott is now the CFO. Hicks and Westcott joined Scott Brown, chief executive officer, to round out the Canes executive leadership team. Most recently, Hicks served as president of Superior Pipeline Company, where he was responsible for the performance of natural gas gathering and processing facilities in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Prior to Superior Pipeline Company, Mike held various positions at Aca Energy Group in Durango, Colorado. He was also the executive vice president of operations and president of Frontier Field Services, Lumen Midstream Services, which were all part of the Southern Youth Group. Westcott brings nearly 20 years of energy experience to Canes, including 8 years of executive experience at Legacy Reserves, a Midland, Texas-headquartered producer, where he first served as executive vice president. So Canes has got some upper-level management changes.
Well, I was looking at forecast.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Got a little bit of chance for rain, I hear. Yeah, maybe.
That was yesterday. right now it's 76 degrees. Humidity's at 74%. Dew point's at 67. Let's see. The heat index, 77 degrees. So it's a degree higher. Today we're going to be sunny with a high near 94. South wind 14 to 17. Gusts 24. Tuesday sunny with a high near 96. South-southwest winds 10 to 14. Gusts to 20. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 96, south wind 5 to 10. Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 98. Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 101. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. And then mostly sunny with a high near 90 on Sunday. We got some heat settling in. It's going to stay for a day or two, looks like. No moisture in the forecast. None at all. So that's not a good plan, but you know how that goes.
For sure. I just got a little tidbit here, but it says AEP is under fire over targeted shutoffs. AEP, of course, is a mother company of PSO. Out of Columbus, Ohio, is the NAACP chapter, along with city and elected officials, questioned why AEP disconnected power this week to many low-income and neighborhoods of color. Utility said it was a necessary last resort to preserve the grid.
Well, I can speak on the grid and brag on PSO. Saturday afternoon, I came home and found no power in four of the rooms of my house. And, of course, no air conditioning.
Did you pay your bill?
The bill was paid.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, why would they only take out four rooms?
Exactly. Well, you only paid three quarters of it.
So anyway, I'm doing a little research, and finally I get my M-Probe out and check my voltage coming into the breaker box. Sure enough, I've lost a feed leg into the house. So I get online and I post an outage report. And I'm thinking, because this is about 6 o'clock Saturday evening, luckily it was tolerable in the house, and we still had enough power to operate one ceiling fan in the living room. So things were good. And I look up, and here comes PSO about 7 o'clock driving down the alley. He gets in and checks it. And
sure enough, dropped one leg.
Dropped one leg and made some temporary repairs and got us back up and running. Just a super nice guy. And sadly, he was out of Clinton. He's on call. You know, they're on call status.
Yeah,
but he was out of the Clinton office. So
he
had to come over from Clinton and fix the problem.
Well, he got right to it. That's good stuff.
Yeah, did a wonderful job. So I was pleased with him. And I got to sleep under air conditioning that night. So I was highly pleased.
That'll sure make a difference. Of course, there you are, dropping one leg again.
Yeah, I know. I'm always dropping a leg somewhere.
I can't figure it out. Also, very quickly, Winnebago says that they have completed a 1,300-mile round trip with its ERV, electric recreational vehicle, the first electric motorhome to be produced.
Well, check this out.
Tesla,
Rivian, and Ford raise EV prices amid record gasoline prices in the U.S.
Oh, you mean they want more for their electric vehicles?
Yeah.
Because so many people are lining up to buy them?
I guess so. With gasoline prices in America topping $5 a gallon for the first time, the one vehicle that can alleviate pain at the pump, an electric car, is experiencing its own bout of runaway inflation. Automakers pressed by consumer demand and rising material costs are charging more for electric vehicles. They've gone up by $6,000 a car. I wouldn't give you $6,000 for the car. But the popular electric reported that the popular Model Y long-range model now starts at $65,990.
How many do you want?
I think you need two.
Yeah, everybody in the house needs one.
Yeah.
Get a long extension cord.
But then, yeah. So, you know, hey, if the oil companies are going to make money, we need to also.
So you're driving an electric vehicle to work, and then you lose a leg on your power.
Yeah.
You're thumbing to work the next day.
Yeah, I'd have been walking to work because my car wouldn't have charged.
Like, how do I get to work, honey? She said, well, Ben will pack and take you. Ben and Pat, yeah, bend your knees and pat your feet, baby. Yeah. Walk it.
Yep, exactly. So,
no stock markets today because, of course, the
we've got stock prices, but I don't know how.
Well, they were probably end of close of business Friday.
Probably, and it's all red. The only thing green was GE. AEP is down 78 to 88.41. Apache's down 254. 39.22, Chesapeake's down 407 to 80.28, Continental is down 367 to 65.83, ConocoPhillips is down 868 to 93.74, Devon's down 5.25, 58.02, GE's up 71, $66 even, Halliburton's down $1.78, 31.69, H&P's down 220, 38.86, Liberty Oilfield is down 90 to 13.36. Laredo Petroleum's down 780, 81.47. Magellan Midstream's down 51, 47.27. OG&E's down 19 to 35.01. One Oak's down 234 to 53.39. Panhandle Minerals is down 38 to 3.43. Phillips 66 is down 5.99 to 90.51. Sandridge is down $1.71, 19.19. Slumberjay's down $1.84 to 36.64. And Williams County's down 71, 29.74.
West Texas Intermediate closed business Friday at trading at 109.26. It was down 30 cents. Brent crude oil in the ICE Futures Exchange is down 59 cents, trading at 112.53. Tokam crude oil in Japan down 100 yen per kiloliter. NYMEX natural gas has slid below $7, down 24 cents to $6.71 per million BTU. So, again, scheduled to have Professor Paul Michael Wiebe on tomorrow. That's a definitive maybe. But, you know, hey, we appreciate him taking time out to do it because it's awful. It's the butt crack of dawn where he's at right now to be on our show. But we do appreciate his ability to put it in. And, you know, he and I texted a couple times this weekend, and basically we were talking about how the – upcoming primaries, the Republican and Democrat primaries, but the primaries, this is where you need to make a difference. Get the right person in, to represent you and your area. So I highly urge you to vet. And like I said, these career politicians, I'm starting to understand that these are really good men that have made some bad decisions, you know. And so basically it's time to take a look at each and every one of those and pray about it and do some research. Be educated, be informed, and go place your vote. I promise you it can make a difference. For all of our great sponsors and for Butch Black, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for tuning in to this Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. I promise we'll talk again. Tune to 96.5 KECO in Elk City, Oklahoma. Have yourself a great day.